We're joined by the head coach of the New York Giants, Ben McAdoo. And coach, second chance at the Green Bay Packers. You played them back on October the 9th, but a lot has changed between the two teams as far as personnel is concerned. Is there a big difference in what you've seen out of Green Bay on tape so far?
You know, when you take a look at their defense, they have the primary, you know, same cast of characters up front. They do a good job getting after the quarterback, playing some young linebackers. But their secondary, they're mixing and matching some players there. They've had some health issues on the defensive side of the ball. So their secondary is a little bit of a, you know, they're patching some things together. And Dom's doing a nice job putting those guys in position to be successful. Offensively, they had their two backs go down on them. And we'll just wait and see how Starks turns up in the ball game. But, you know, they've gone to Montgomery pretty much as their runner. And Rabowski is a guy that they've used in there, mixed in there, is their big back. But they still like to spread you out, and they like to dish the ball around a little bit.
Coach, they do a lot. And when you talk about dishing the ball around a lot, but they get the ball out of Rodgers' hands pretty fast on some plays. What is the key to just kind of keeping them off rhythm there?
Yeah, you know, they do a good job with the rhythm and the timing and the spacing in their pass game. Aaron listens to his feet. He does a nice job there. But he still likes to play some backyard football. He likes to escape, whether he steps up and under or just comes right out of the pocket right away. He likes to play some backyard football and extend plays. But you have to disrupt the receiving core a little bit with your hands, be physical with those guys, and make the plays contested that are bang-bang type plays.
Coach, one of the things that you did not do in the first meeting, which you've done over the last couple of games, is run the ball more effectively. In the first meeting, 15 carries, I think it was 2.9 a pop, but the last couple of weeks you're starting to get into a rhythm. When you look at them as far as their run defense, they're highly ranked. What are some of the things that they do well in stopping an opposing team's running attack?
Well, they're a 3-4 base team. They play more four-down looks, but they do a good job up front taking on double teams. They're very physical. They may not be as big as your typical 3-4 type front is, but they're very physical. They do a good job dropping to a knee on the double teams and try to split you there on the double teams. Their linebackers are defensive end. They're fast reacting types, and they'll jump inside and try to cancel a gap on you on the snap of the ball. So we have to play with good aiming points and play with our eyes up there. And their linebackers are smart players, get it communicated, and they'll try to get an extra guy in the box on you. You're not always going to run versus a two shell, even though it may look that way.
Coach, you have a lot of young players playing on this roster. Some have come from big programs, and you've always said the moment hasn't been too big for them. But has there been more of an emphasis on not turning the ball over, regardless of what the conditions are out there, but every possession becomes a very important possession?
You know, every play is important. You know, we talked to him this morning about it, just having the right shoes on, making sure you have the right cleats on, because one play could change the game and could change history. Mm-hmm. So we want to be smart. We don't want to be the guy who lets the team down by slipping out there when you're not wearing the correct footwork. So everything you have to coach, everything's important, and we have to be smart that way. But as far as our young players go, we've been working those guys in since early on in the season. We knew we'd have some moments where we had to make some corrections, but if we stuck with them early, they'd get better. The talent would show up. They'd improve throughout the course of the season, whether it's special teams, offense, and defense. And at this time of year, they'd be playing good football for us, and we'd be able to cash in on that investment early in the season.
Coach, best of luck on Sunday, and we look forward to doing this again next week.
Thank you. We'll see you next week.